social nonsense.
We did not, repeat, did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages, nor will we.
Read my lips.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
That the Iraqi regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period.
With your host, Matt Stevens.
Hello, Laverne. And welcome to Social Nonsense. I'm, of course, your host, Matt Stevens. And you can listen to full episodes, obviously, on blogtalkradio.com/social nonsense. You can also hear back episodes and current episodes on SoundCloud, on soundcloud.com/social nonsense, and always on iTunes. And you can follow me on Twitter, at TheMattShow365. We got a lot to do today. We're going to talk a little bit about Russia and Trump because it seems to have been left out of our news cycle for a couple weeks. And it really feels like we should be talking about it still because they had a major hand in our election and they've just sort of gotten away scot-free. And yeah, I know all their people got thrown out of here, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they're coming back. You know they're coming back. And we'll get into that as well. We're going to talk a little about Michael Flynn, who is the Washington Post released an article the other day that says basically that he's been lying to us. And I mean, is that really a shock to anybody that a Republican is out and out lying to you about conversations he had with a Russian diplomat a month before he was before Trump was in office? So we'll get into that. We're going to talk a little bit about Kellyanne Conway and her her new job, really, at QVC. She's going to be hawking Ivanka Trump stuff. So that'll be her new job when she loses her current one, hopefully. We're going to talk about Jeff Chaffetz, the rep from Utah, who is head of the Ethics Committee. Finally, I mean, sweet baby Jesus, we've been waiting for this guy for weeks, right? I mean, he's the guy who's supposed to be in charge of the ethics. He hadn't said anything about that's going on. Dakota Access Pipeline. SacredStoneCamp.org, always give, always send, always help. If you can't be there, help. But you have the Dakota Access Pipeline, Trump Industries is a partner. They are an investor in that company, and nothing. Chaffetz. So we'll get to him. Well, we love any time that we could talk about the Southern states because they're fun, right? The Southern states are like what TV is, you know? The Southern states are the real reality television. I mean, forget about all the other stupid shows that exist, like all the other ones. I don't even know it. I don't watch them, so I don't know. But whatever. Grizzly Knows Best and all this crap, this nonsense that people watch. Duck Dynasty, all this nonsense. The real reality TV show are the Southern states. Alabama, Mississippi, North South Carolina, sometimes Georgia, minus Atlanta. Florida. Come on. Fantastic. So we're going to talk about them and their new ideas and interesting ways to kill Americans who have committed crimes. And finally, I have a plea, as it were, to Joss Whedon at the end of the show as our little fun news of the day and hopefully really wonderful news. As always, we begin the show. Oh, I forgot to tell you, if you want to call in, give us a call. 319-527-6731. That's 319-527-6731. Feel free to call in. It doesn't have to be what we're talking about today. We talk about all social issues here. If you have a problem with social, if you have a problem with anything, if you want to talk about any social issue that exists, give me a call, 319-527-6731, and we will have a conversation. That conversation can go a couple different ways, and I never know which way they're going to go, and that's why they're fun. And as always, because, you know, it's not a day when you don't hear this.
Hail Trump!
Hail Trump.
Hail Trump!
Hail Trump! We're going to start today with Russia. Do you remember Russia? You remember that country where our current president's BFF is the head of? The country that had the Olympics a couple years ago, the Sochi, you know, with all the dogs. and the craziness, good times. Do you remember Russia hacking into the DNC and there being a lot and then leaking the information and weird rumors that they had hacked the RNC, which we later were found out were true, but then were denied again, but we still think are probably true. And all the talk about how they sort of had an effect and were actively trying to affect the election in favor of Donald Trump. Do you remember all that stuff? Do you remember that? Do you remember like a week before the election when Comey came out and he's like, well, I think I gotta investigate these emails I found on Anthony Weiner's laptop and blah, 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 blah. And there was nothing. And we all knew there was nothing because there was nothing. And it wouldn't have mattered at that point anyway, right? As soon as he said he was investigating, it didn't matter what was in the emails. So we have all this happen, right? We have all this happen in a couple months span, and it's nuts, right? And people are blaming the Russians, and people are blaming WikiLeaks, and people are blaming everybody. And now it's just gone. And there are committees and blah, blah, blah investigating, and it's all private, it's not public, and blah, blah, blah. So you don't really know what they're doing. Where and this is Mother Jones, who one of the reasons Mother Jones exists, which is a great read if you can ever get there. One of the reasons Mother Jones exists is to remind us about these things. This is David Corn today. Well, it was yesterday. I apologize. It's from yesterday. So they remind us about these things. And you can go read the article. It's not, he's not breaking any new ground. What he's trying to say is how the hell could we not be asking every single day, Sean Spicer should be receiving a question about the Russians and the hacking and the election tampering, if you want to call it that. How is that not a question every day? It's been asked a couple times, sure, in the beginning, but it's been forgotten. And the reason it's been forgotten is because this is what Trump does, right? This is one of his brilliant tactics, is to simply just bombard you constantly, constantly. Constantly. All he's doing is sending out tweets and they're doing different things. And think about the amount of stuff that has been happened in 3 weeks. 3 weeks. 3 weeks, folks. Donald Trump has been doing this to you.
I drink your milkshake.
He's been doing that. Except one thing. One thing he didn't drink our milkshake. One thing. And that was the Muslim ban, which was held up yesterday by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, if you didn't know that. And the reason we didn't talk about it was because it's nothing to talk about. It's over. It's over now. I think they can try and take it to the Supreme Court, but I doubt it'll go there. I doubt the Supremes will take it. When the judge and then the appellate court agree, the Supreme Court usually doesn't take it. I mean, I don't have all the cases. I'm sure it's happened, but why would they? So, with the exception of that one thing, he's been having his way with us, right? Yeah, he seems like he's pissed about certain things, and I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's pissed about a lot of things. I'm sure he's pissed about Sean Spicer being played by a woman, or the fact that Steve Bannon's about to be played by a woman. And let me say this, I'm not a big SNL fan. I haven't watched it in a very long time. I've seen skits here and there, and they do funny stuff here and there, but mostly it's turned into a dumpster fire of bad, bad comedy writing. And the political stuff writes itself. I mean, are they even rewriting any of the things these people are saying? And most of it's just batshit crazy anyway. But the true brilliance that Saturday Night Live has done with this is having women play the men. See, when you're dealing with misogynistic ass clowns, the best way to get them is to have them be played by women, because that'll enrage them even more. What I'm waiting for is Trump to be played by a woman. That should happen. Alec Baldwin's done a nice job, a serviceable job. But I think all the men should be played by women, and Kellyanne Conway should be played by a man. That's how I'd do it. But anyway, I digress. And I do that sometimes. It's how the life works. So we have this Russian story that's just disappeared, right? It's just gone, right? We have no new information. We have no idea where these committees or whatever is going after. We have at the first briefing, Anita Kumar of McClatchy asked, has the president spoken to any of the intelligence agencies about the investigation into Russian connections? And will he allow that to go on? Spicer replied, I don't believe he has spoken to anyone specifically about that, and I don't know that. He has not made any indication that he would stop an investigation of any sort. Okay? And then the next day, on January 24th, Margaret Talev of Bloomberg, she asked the Russian investigation of the parameters, what are the Russians... about Comey. She asked about Comey. Now, she asked, was Comey remaining at his post? And did Comey and Trump discuss the Russian parameters? And of course, Spicer had no answer because there is no answer because they're not talking about it. We were literally had an election stolen from us. And I know when people hear that, they'll be like, Matt, you're just whining and crying. And no, you're wrong. Because here's the thing. Those leaks did a lot more harm than you think. And where they did harm was this. It was with the Bernie voters. Because when it actually, we all knew, as Bernie voters, we all knew, right? We all knew that there was collusion between the DNC, the Clinton camp, and the mainstream media, right? Between like MSNBC and all these things. We knew it existed. We didn't have proof, but we knew, you know? We just knew. And then we had proof, right? Given questions before debates, we had proof. And it pissed some of us off. Now, I didn't, you know how I voted, if you listen to the show, and I will tell you very freely, I live in New York City. I live in Midtown Manhattan. I voted for Jill Stein. Not because I necessarily liked Jill Stein. I liked what she stood for and what the Green Party stood for. If I lived anywhere else in the entire country other than, say, L.A., I would have voted for Hillary Clinton because it was that important. She won New York by so many, my vote didn't count. I wanted to try and help a third party get to a certain percentage so they could be involved in the election. If I lived anywhere else, I would have voted for Hillary. That didn't sway me. It swayed a lot of people, though, because they felt like she was anointed. Those leaks did a ton of damage that was almost irreparable. Now, the Clintons ran a terrible campaign, and it is not completely Russia's fault or these hackers' fault. It's not even close. They sent the emails. They decided to do this. They decided to anoint her. That is not their fault. But the fact that we are still, that the fact that our press is not talking about this every single freaking day with Sean Spicer. I don't care if it's one question. It should be one question every day. And you can rotate who asks it. So the same person doesn't have to ask it and never get an answer. But every single day, somebody should ask about this. How's the investigation going into Russia? How's it going? When will we find out the results? When will we find out if our election was stolen? When will we find out if there was voter fraud, and not necessarily voter fraud in the classic sense, but voter fraud in the new sense, where you have foreign powers meddling in our elections. Our media lets us down in so many ways that it can't be counted. And this is one of the biggest ways. And again, it goes to access, and it goes to clicks. Russia's over. The election's over. Nobody cares anymore about Russia, right? We're done. We were hacked. We know who hacked us, and that's it. Not who ordered it. Not did Trump know. Not any of those things. Was Trump in cahoots with Putin? I'm not saying these things are true. I'm saying these are plausible things that could come out of a report. But we're not even asking. We're talking about Sean Spicer being played by a woman and how many people, the millions of votes we had that were fraudulent and committed by dead people. Instead of maybe the most politically disturbing thing to ever happen in this country. Ever. But it's just gone. It's just gone. So, thank you, David Korn, for keeping it alive. I will try to do the same. I will check back in on that. The other reason, again, that they don't want you to do this is because that MI6 dossier that came out, we're going to get to Michael Flynn in a second, that MI6 dossier that came out, right, that talked about the sale of the Russian oil company to Trump if he took away sanctions. and that company, I believe it was 15% of that company was sold earlier this month to a company that we don't know who it is because it was done through so many shell companies that we don't know who it was. Now, I know what that means, but I don't know how that works. I don't know how you can have a company that's owned by 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 a company. Like, it could keep going and going and going to the point where you can't find the original company. How is that even a thing? How is that even a thing? Man, you can tell people who own businesses write the laws because they are fucked for everybody else and very easy to slipstream through for them. Seriously. So now we get to Mike Flynn. I didn't hit the topic change button because we didn't change topics. We're still talking about Russia. So Mike Flynn, and this goes to the MI6 dossier. And all, now, this wasn't a part of the dossier, but this is all, it's all rounding together, right? You're starting to get a clear picture every day as new lies are being found. Mike Flynn, during the Obama administration, the month between, I believe it was December, January, like before Trump was sworn in, was talking to Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak. And again, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, and I apologize to Mr. Kislyak. Now, those calls were reported. We all knew they happened, right? But they were supposedly just about nothing, really, just about setting up a phone call between Trump and Putin when Trump was sworn in as president, right? That's all the phone calls were. They were just talking about, you know, stuff. So, did you objectify any women this week? Nah, didn't have time. I was too busy oppressing the poor. You know, stuff like that. That's, you just imagine those phone calls. So, Mike Flynn said, no, nothing about the sanctions being dropped and nothing about the diplomats being allowed back into the country. None of that stuff ever came out. Even Mike Pence, our vice president, came out and said, no, not to my knowledge. None of that stuff was discussed. They did not discuss anything having to do with the United States' decision to expel diplomats or impose censure against Russia. Those are all lies. So we have now people who were involved in those phone calls, and they spoke on the condition of anonymity, and you know why. Now, anonymity in this case makes sense because these people could probably go to prison. I'm sure that there's some rule in place that if you tell on the guy for doing illegal phone calls, the person that told goes to prison while the person who did the illegal phone calls just gets to keep making illegal phone calls. I'm not saying it's written that way. I'm just saying there's probably a law that exists like that. Two of the officials. So everybody he talked to. Okay, now this is the Washington Post did this article. This is Greg Miller, Adam Entus, and Ellen Nakashima. Mr. Adam, I apologize for butchering your last name. So they write the article, okay, and they're saying that all the people they talked to, okay, I believe it was, how many? 9 current and former officials, okay? All of those officials said Flynn's references to the election-related sanctions were explicit. Two of those, they went further, and I'm reading right from the article here, went further, saying that Flynn urged Russia not to overreact to the penalties being imposed by President Barack Obama, making clear that the two sides would be in position to review the matter after Trump was sworn in as president. Quote, direct quote, Kislyak was left with the impression that the sanctions would be revisited at a later time. Taking you back to the MI6 article, to the MI6 dossier, right? The Trump dossier. So you go back to that, and all of a sudden, you're starting to see it, right? You're starting to see it. So they offer, I think it was 19% in the dossier, and for the Russian oil company. Then you know that it's that deal is based on sanctions being dropped, right? So you find out that a month ago or so, give or take a couple weeks, that 15% of the stake in that oil company was sold to a shell company that we don't know the original company of. We don't know where the money came from originally, okay?
And now we find out that around the time that that sale was going through, that Mike Flynn is talking to a Russian diplomat saying that these sanctions are going to be dropped. Oh, sorry, revisited at a later time, which means they're going to be dropped. We gotta wake up here, folks. We gotta wake up about this crap. I mean, listen, I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist wackadoo, but to be honest, I have too much stuff in front of my face. Too much stuff. It's too neat, right? It's too weird that they sold that stake in that Russian company, that state oil company, like right then. It's too weird. The MI6 dossier comes out. Don't you think Russia, knowing that, would either halt the sale or maybe move it to a later date? Or maybe cancel it completely, but they don't care. Because they don't care, because they answer to nobody. Nobody. Now, there's nothing that can happen to Mike Flynn here. Nothing. Because let's be fair. He was a former diplomat under Obama to Russia. These are people he talks to. There are people, big business people and whatnot, talk to people, diplomats and people in power in other countries all the time. You cannot limit those things. The problem you have here is the out-and-out lies. The lying to cover up the nonsense. The fact that our president and the president of Russia seem to be in cahoots to a certain effect. However much that is, I don't know. But there is cahooting. There is absolute cahooting. Absolute cahooting. All right. It's time to talk about Kellyanne Conway. I mean, who doesn't love Kellyanne Conway, right? She kind of looks like a drag queen, you know, kind of a weathered drag queen, you know. She spins, she could honestly spin almost anything, even though it's going to sound ludicrous. I think she actually could make herself believe it. And I think most people would agree with that. On Fox News, Kellyanne Conway was coming on and she was talking about the Nordstrom taking Ivanka Trump's clothing line away and how a bunch of other retailers are doing that as well. And she was on Fox News talking about political stuff and she's representing the White House, right? She's a special advisor to the president. She's representing the White House. And she comes out and she goes, what's the exact quote? She said she wants you to buy Ivanka Trump's clothing and that when she's done, she hates shopping, but she's going to go do it. So this is a rule, right? I mean, this is now the ethics of this seem light compared to still owning one of the biggest companies around while you're the president of the United States and not severing all ties with that. This seems sort of light. Based on that, right? Doesn't it? But that's the point, right? This is what they're doing. Their whole idea of being president is to further their brand. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about anything. They don't care about education. They don't care about the environment. They don't care about gay and lesbian and transgender rights. They don't care about gun control. They don't care about child poverty. They don't care about anything. They don't care about war. They care about improving their brand and making as much money as they possibly can. And this is the proof. This is not the proof. We didn't need proof. But this is them just literally thumbing their nose at us going, you know what? We don't care. Screw you. Buy Ivanka Trump. The White House is telling you to buy this product. Do you know how nuts that is? I mean, think about it. She is saying that the back says it's his daughter. Of course he's going to back it. But we have never once. This would be like Michelle Obama. No, it wouldn't. Valerie Jarrett. I'll say Valerie Jarrett, even though Valerie Jarrett's a better person than Kellyanne Conway. But you get the idea, right? This would be like Valerie Jarrett going on and being like, you should really buy Obama's memoirs. You should go buy Amazon. Hook it up. Could you imagine? What would happen? Jason Chaffetz, I called him Jeff before, and I apologize, Jason. I don't like to do that, but I forgot. I called you Jeff instead of Jason. That's my bad. I make mistakes, folks. I'm not perfect. Well, you know, not really anyway. So could you imagine what would happen if Valerie Jarrett was on MSNBC and said, you know what, you should really go out and buy President Obama's book, Amazon, iTunes, just go buy it. It's probably on tape, too. You can buy a book on tape. The place would be nuts. Jason Chaffetz would be having press conferences on the steps of the Capitol, demanding an inquiry into this. And that's where we go. Because he finally talked. He finally talked. This was his breaking point. Not again, our president still technically being in charge of his company while being the president, and his daughter technically being on his staff as de facto first lady slash other things is still in charge of the company. Forget about all of that for a second. This is what gets his oversight and government reform committee panties in a bunch. Clearly over the line and unacceptable. Elijah Cummings, there should be disciplinary action. How about she gets fired, okay? How about she gets fired? Because she is shilling. She is using the president. She is using the White House. She is using our government to shill for clothes that aren't even made here. They're not even made here. We're going to make America great, except for when it's shilling for Ivanka's clothes. So Chaffetz finally comes out. This is brutal. He won't talk about ethics when he meets with Trump. He won't talk about his business when he meets with Trump. He won't talk about the fact that we have a president who owns a company that has a stake in an energy company that is building a pipeline that was stopped, that he signed an executive order to start up again, that he stands to make money from. That doesn't warrant it. Selling Ivanka's clothes does. Well, I'm glad you're awake, Jason, because start looking, all right? You're not awake enough, okay? Please, for the love of freaking Jesus, will you please look into this? Because we can't have a president making decisions based on what's good for his company. We can't. And it's not, this is you. This is you. Folks, you have to look at it from this perspective. Always think about this and then understand the hypocrisy that we freaking look at every freaking day. Just think about whenever you know how they have those bracelets, what would Jesus do? Well, think about this. Anytime something like this happens, think about it from this perspective. What would the Republicans say if this had been Obama? That's all you have to do. What would the Republicans say if President Barack Obama, the head of Obama Industries, was the president and didn't basically take himself away from the company? What would then happen if he didn't take himself away from the company and then he signed an executive order to basically make himself money by starting a pipeline that the people of the land that is going on don't want? SacredStoneCamp.org. So anytime you have these situations, just ask yourself, what would the Republicans have done to Obama? And the hypocrisy will smack you in the face so hard that your future self will feel it. Seriously, that's how hard. So I'd appreciate, Mr. Chaffetz, if you would do your job. And I would appreciate it if you would start looking into this, because we are really screwed when it comes to him making decisions based on his company and not the American people. Now on to some Republicans. Not some Republicans, all Republicans. Because they're starting to go home, right? So it's that time. So they've been in D.C. for a little while. Now they'll probably get like 6 months off. And then they'll come back to work for a day. And then they'll get a couple more days off. So Chavez and a bunch of other people. Now this is just one particular, but this is happening in a lot of different places. Now you're seeing, this is Utah, right? So this is a very Republican state. But they're unhappy. They're unhappy with the Obamacare stuff going away because they finally understand what that means, right? These idiots, it's been, three or four years since it's been implemented, and it's been in our lexicon for six. And these idiots finally get it. They finally get it that it's actually a good thing. It might not be a great thing. There might be crap about it that needs to be fixed big time. It might be kind of a mess in certain ways, but it's better than what we had. And once it's trying, almost being taken away from them, they are very pissed off about it. They're pissed off about the immigration ban. They're pissed off about our president tweeting. They're pissed off about everything. They're pissed off about Betsy DeVos. They're pissed off about public land being taken away. They're pissed off. Chavez promised the voters that they would be, quote, happy with the bill to abolish the Department of Education. They yelled at him. Do your job. Chavez is a coward. This is going on around. Now, the thing for me is I live in New York City. If I go to a meeting, it's Jerry Nadler. Nadler yesterday filed the first step in impeaching President Trump. What am I going to go yell at him for? Now, if Chuck Schumer's here, I'm going to go yell at his ass all day. But these are Democrats. These are progressives. These are people out there every single day, and they're going to these meetings. And if I lived in Utah, I would go to these meetings. The thing is, I live in a Democrat freaking utopia. Utopia. So when you have these, if you live in a town that's red, if you live in a state that's red and your rep is there, get your friends together and go there and protest. And it doesn't have to be for everything. You don't have to agree with everything, but protest the equal rights stuff. Protest. Let them know you're pissed. Let them know that taking away the Affordable Care Act is a bad idea. That, yes, fix it. It needs to be fixed, but taking away is a bad idea. You don't think he's going to think differently about certain things right now? He basically had to run out of there being escorted by his security detail. He had to run out of there before it was over because he was probably afraid. Now, they weren't going to do anything to him. It was peaceful. They were chanting and yelling, but it was peaceful. They're mad, okay? We are mad. We are mad that he's getting away with murder. He is getting away with murder. The last president signed less executive orders than any president in probably the past 60 years. He took less vacation days than the last four presidents. And he was destroyed for these things. This president has literally done whatever he wanted. And yes, the court stopped him once. But he's literally done whatever he wanted. And you know what? His constituents are pissed. Because he's not who he says he was. He is for big business. He is for all of those things. And you know what? People are finally seeing the Republican agenda at work. They're finally getting to see it because we've never really gotten to fully see it, right? I mean, a couple years with George Bush, but it was mostly about terrorism then. So we didn't get to really see it in full effect, right? And we had the House a couple of those years. And then we could really close and do a bunch of stuff. This is the first time we're seeing the Republican agenda in its full-on glory. All day long, and the people are scared shitless. Getting rid of Obamacare, getting rid of the Department of Education, getting rid of women's rights, getting rid of gun safety laws, like getting rid of a bill that had mentally disabled people not allowed to buy guns. Now they're allowed to. Thanks, guys. Awesome job. Trickle-down economics, seeing that Goldman Sachs people are running the country. What you destroyed Clinton for is exactly what you're doing, and your constituents are pissed. They're pissed. And you're going to see it. So find out. Look, go. Go to your local town meetings with your House representative, or if there's one with one of your senators, go. Protest. Show displeasure. Do it peacefully and do it without any destruction of property, but do it. Because they're not going to learn nothing if you don't tell them. They're just not going to learn nothing if you don't tell them. I guarantee you, Jason Chaffetz thinks differently about a certain... Now, he's going to vote the way he's going to vote because that's what the Republicans do. They vote basically for a very small percent of the country. He's going to vote how he votes, but I guarantee you he's thinking a little bit harder about it today after that last night. Just a little bit harder. Not a lot, because they're Republicans, and they don't care what their constituents think. And that's what Republicans should understand, that as a Republican, you could call your person every single day and voice displeasure, and they're still going to vote how they want to vote, because it's not about you. It's about power. And the sooner that you learn that, the better off you'll be. Because it's about power with Chaffetz and Trump and Bannon and McConnell. And it's about power with the Democrats, too. They just try and throw us a bone every once in a while to at least keep us appeased. But I guarantee you, Jason Chaffetz and the rest of the Utah group feel a little bit differently today. On to the southern states. You honestly couldn't make it up if you tried, and trust me, people have tried. The Mississippi lawmakers are advancing a proposal to add a firing squad, electrocution, and gas chamber as execution methods in case a court blocks the use of lethal injection drugs. So basically what they're saying is we can't get the drugs to kill people, so we need a different way to kill people. Okay? So firing squad, boom. Right at the top. Firing squad. Who doesn't love a good firing squad, right? Electrocution. And the gas chamber. Because what happened is Democrats got smart, right? So just like Republicans got smart and started making like it so that not abortion illegal, but illegal for doctors to do abortions, right? Just the way that the Democrats, the way they're trying to get rid of the death penalty is to make the drugs almost impossible to get. So you can't actually do any of the executions. And let's be fair, the death penalty is stupid, right? I think we can all, no, we can't all agree on this because if we could, it wouldn't be legal. But look, it's stupid because here's the problem. The death penalty, they're not going to give it to anybody who just kills somebody just cause, right? So like if I get into a fight with a person and I punch him in the face and he dies, I'm not getting the death penalty, okay? The death penalty is reserved for the worst people that we have, right? And the problem is that those people aren't as scared of death. They're not scared of it. They understand the repercussions. They understand that. A drug kingpin doesn't fear being put to death by a stupid needle. He fears being put to death by torture and being beaten and shot and killed. So trying to scare people who are not scared with the death penalty is a stupid thing to do. It's a stupid thing to do. And even dumber is doing it with firing squad. Look, I don't care who you are, what you are, and you can ask people that do this, and I've never done it, but you can ask. Killing people is not easy. It's not easy. Now, it is for some, but you're a sociopath, okay? You lack empathy. You lack the certain things that make you a human being if you don't have a problem just pulling a trigger and killing somebody. Whether they're right or wrong or whatever, it doesn't matter. Doing that takes a lack of something that most of us have. So Mississippi is going to take this a step further and add firing squad. So what they're going to do is they're going to get a bunch of yokels, right? They're going to get the thing. Hold on. Let's get this over there because, you know, we all do this all the time. We're going to get some of our friends. We're going to get them good, right? We're going to get the ones with the, you know, the General Lee and a rebel flag, and we're going to have our chaw, and we're going to stand outside, and me and Billy Bob and Jimbo and Briggins and Bingingins, we're going to sit there and we're going to kill some convicts. We're going to kill them all. That's what we're going to do, right? We're going to kill them. We're going to stay. We're the firing squad. We're the Mississippi firing squad. And that's what they're going to do. Now, it won't be that. It's going to be, you know, trained officials, I'm sure. I'm just joking. But do you see how crazy it is? Do you see how Republicans, and this is Republicans who are so pro-life, are finding new and interesting ways to kill us, or bringing back oldies but goodies to kill us? That's what they do all the time, guys. That's what they do. When it suits them, your life is important, and that's before you're born. After you're born, screw you. I can't wait to put you in front of a firing squad because we couldn't get the drugs to do it in a humane way for something we shouldn't be doing in the first place. Okay, bye. On to our final story of the day. Some good news. Now, it's not great news. It's not perfect news, but it's fun news, right? So Firefly fans, you know, David Madden, who's a Fox Broadcasting president of entertainment, he is said that he would be willing to do a Firefly reboot if Joss Whedon was involved. Joss Whedon has to be involved. And I think all Firefly fans would agree with that Joss Whedon has to be involved. And so to make that happen, I'd like to talk to Joss Whedon for a second, if you don't mind, everybody who's listening. If you're like me and you like Firefly, I'd like to talk to Joss Whedon for a second. Figured I'd play a little of your music to get you in the mood, right? Joss, please, I know you got a lot to do. Trust me, I do. I know you got a lot to do. You got all your Marvel movies. You're supposedly doing a movie about some sort of weird apocalyptic thing. You got the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. going on, which is a great show. I love that show. I watch it all the time. But please, please, you have to bring it back. You have to, because here's the thing. The movie, okay, Serenity is a good movie, right? It's a good standalone movie. But you left us empty and hollow inside, okay? You just left us empty and hollow. Objects in Space is a great episode, okay? It's a great episode. And we like Jubal Early, and it's sort of where Rivers sort of fully starts to become a little bit more like what we see at the end of Serenity. And it's great. It's a great episode. But it can't be the end. It can't be the end. Oh, God, please. Joss, look. We don't have a lot going for us right now, okay? We have Republicans in the House. We have Republicans in the Senate. We have little Lord Fauntleroy in the White House with basically Hitler Youth helping him out. We don't have a lot of stuff. Please, we are begging you. I'll even say, don't do anything else. Let somebody else write Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Let somebody else do all the other Avenger, which I don't think you're doing any more Avenger movies, but still let other people do that stuff. Please. We are begging you. Please. And when you do it,
90 seconds.
When you do it, Wash isn't dead. We'll all just forgive you. It's okay. He doesn't have to be dead. He can be alive. It'll be like the movie never happened. It'll be like the movie is what happens in the few future. So Joss, please, for all that is holy, from every Firefly fan and every Buffy fan and every other movie you've done that's great and all your Avenger movies and Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
60 seconds.
Please bring back Firefly. Thank you. And we love you. All your Firefly fans. Thank you so much for listening. That has been Social Nonsense for this Friday. We'll be back on Monday, hopefully, if not Tuesday. We'll be doing, I don't know, whatever the hell happens over the weekend. And there's a couple other things we're going to be talking about. Remember to keep calling your representatives. Keep doing all that. You can follow me on Twitter at TheMattShow365. You can also listen on SoundCloud.com/Social Nonsense. Have a good weekend, everybody. As always, Clint plays us out.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies.
10 seconds.
Farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And so nevermore shall we see you again.